we look in the dunya and the world, there is a common practice and habit in offices, in stores, when people work. And when the wages are paid, there are different categories or levels of wage that are paid according to a person's level, according to a person's time spent at work, the wages are paid. Generally speaking, I don't know too much technically how the wage process works, but generally speaking, it happens like this, that we have normal working times, normal sort of day work shift, that you have to work from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's a standard basic pay that everybody gets paid, yeah, for standard working hours, basic day shift. Then we have other working patterns or shifts or times that are implemented. These are a bit more severe on the individual or the body. And when a person starts to do overtime, then the level of pay, it changes, isn't it? Is this the case? So after that, you have more dangerous times, dangerous in the sense more severe, more tasking, like night shift. And when a person works night shift, then the salary increases, or the pay per hour, etc., increases for those severe times. So the level increases. So as the time gets a bit more difficult, a bit more arduous for the body, for the mind, then the greedy person says, oh, no. Let me just work a few days like this. What difference does it make? Yeah. So then that person wants to make more money. He prefers those shifts or times or days in which he can get more money. He says, you can put me on this shift, like the night shift. It's khair. No problem. You can call him greedy or in need, some poor soul. He's got some need, some issue. So he doesn't worry. He's not concerned about the normal day shift or the standard basic pay. He's not worried about that. He's not concerned. So my Mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has also, mashallah, ordained and set aside so that it fits with this example beautifully, doesn't it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also portioned the time for His mazdoor. What are we? Mazdoor. We are workers. We are laborers. Allah is the king. He and Shahenshah and even the wazir, the king, the poor man, everyone in this world, a minister, a king, a poor man, is a worker. Who's a malik? Allah. Who's a malik? Allah. Who's a malik? Allah. That's right. That's what I want to hear. So Allah, our Malik, He's also prepared for us workers, us laborers, different times for working. Allah says basic pay, standard time, this is the salary. Yes, standard timings are what? Yes, five times salah. This is standard, isn't it? That you'll get paid, you'll get the reward for what is compulsory. Wake up for Fajr, Asr, Dhuhr. Yes, pray and complete the compulsory deeds. So Allah Ta'ala says that the duty that's fulfilled at that time, the way I've told you, if he carries on working, then his success will come. He'll get the reward. So Allah Ta'ala in the same way has selected times, selected intervals. And Allah Ta'ala, when He has selected the duties, the tasks to be carried out at those times, Allah says, according to that, when it gets a bit more severe and harder, then the results will increase. Have you seen that? There are certain times you'll get, the hadith states that if a person does this amal at this time, you'll get this thawab. If you do this action at this time, you get this reward. And this is such a situation that Allah Ta'ala has also made the standard that when the nafs, when it gets more severity and more difficulty in the work, then Allah Ta'ala increases the salary. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Tahajjud is a great salah. Say subhanallah, tahajjud salah. And for those foolish people who are lazy but are greedy, yeah, we obviously lazy, but we're greedy for the world. I'll work in the night. I'll just work in the night. Khair, nothing else. And we sleep in the night. That's it. We'll fulfill the time in the night. We'll work the severe time, the hard time. Then what we'll say is, okay, where I'll get more paid, I'll stay up. What difference does it make? There are people like this, aren't there? Yeah. And they'll sleep during the day. But if we understand this point, then deen is not difficult. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Then tahajjud, becoming a person who prays tahajjud, it's not difficult. You say, no, I'm getting more pay here, more reward here. Am I silly that I'll stay on my bed? That Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy in such hadith, where Allah Ta'ala says, I come to the lowest heaven, I call out, is there any man who wants to ask from me? So imagine the level of salary, reward, the payout at that time. We are like monkeys at that time, sleeping. Women, they're burping and snoring, and men are messing about, not getting up. Oh, we say it's not fard, is it? So was this fard when you worked in the night shift in Sainsbury? In Sainsbury, Haji Sahib? Was that, Father, where are you going? I'm going to Sainsbury's. But you finished work, have you? No, no, I thought I'd do some overtime, staying at home, I'll get a bigger car. What difference does it make? Allahu Akbar. So those who are greedy for the akhirah, they say, are you mad? Sleep at this time? That Ja'far Allah Junub Allah says that their backs, their bodies, they don't stay attached to the beds. They keep on tossing, turning, getting up. Let's make some mal. That this life is just for a few days. Our breath is just limited. It's not unlimited breaths Allah has given in this world, is it? Planet Earth. So this is a very valuable time of the night. So let's do some overtime. And especially those who are sick, who have bad scenario situation, those who are, you could say, close to death, they have to be more alert, and they get more lazy. They are more lazy. How foolish. That we're about to depart from the earth soon. We're about to die maybe soon. We're ill. Everybody's to die. But that person who becomes slow, cannot work, is ill, and he's sitting with ease. Oh, no, no, I don't feel like I'm ill. I can't move. I'm free. I've got a let off. That person should work harder as the early age comes closer. Don't follow standard time. Go to the overtime. Subhanallah. Overtime maximum. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He's told us how to work hard at that time. Say subhanallah. Allah's mentioned the duties and the tasks. Like Allah says that morning time is tahajjud. Allah's categorized that tahajjud is a great salah. Tahajjud is also this time, you pray Isha. After Isha, you can pray for nafil. And tahajjud has been fulfilled. Tahajjud time has started. It's not difficult. Is it difficult? No. Now you prayed Isha. After that, 2 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah, make niyah. And after that, you can say, do niyyah for tahajjud, you've become a person who prays tahajjud. But nobody does this. Imagine. So the person says, I want to pray this as well, and I'll get up in the morning as well. I'll get double reward. Say subhanallah. Then he makes niyyah for the morning as well, because he's greedy. Allahu Akbar. Can you see anyone greedy like this for the hereafter nowadays? The reason is this, because we have got, you know, yaqeen or certainty that we're to die. We're just worried about the dunya. We look at the notes on which the pictures are printed of kings and queens, and we love that. But the notes that Allah Ta'ala prints, subhanAllah, we don't pay attention to those notes. So much our yaqeen has diminished and reduced. First and foremost, we need to elevate our yaqeen. We need to go to those people who have strong yaqeen, subhanAllah. Yes, we need to look at him. What's he doing? He gets up in the morning, then he prays salah. Then when you sit with a person like this, when you have company with a person like this, then the desire, the passion will be aroused with you. If he can do it, I can do it as well, you'll say. Subhanallah. That should we be scared of such a person or make friendship with a person? Huh? Tell me, of course, extend your hand of friendship, but we are afraid. Oh, don't go to him, madman. Oh, he's mad. Oh, he keeps on worshipping and telling others. Because his yaqeen is so high that any time my Mawla might call me and invite me, and then I'll have good deeds to my name. Allahu Akbar. I'll give good dowry to the hoors in after. You know the mahr, the dowry for the hoors. Allah, who's the beautiful hoor? Allah will say, oh, her mahr is this much. Here's the mahr, my tahajjud, subhanallah. I worship, I've got my hoor. So is this not the case? Yes. So when we're here, when we leave, we will run there and look for benefits. Here we're running after benefits, and they will run after benefits. What sort of life is that, my brothers? Wake up, be alert. This dunya is not the world of negligence and being lazy and ignorant. Man, we're mad if we do that. Whatever condition we're in, if we're not ill, we haven't got pains, the hands are not moving. If the breath is being inhaled, Allah will give reward for every breath. With every breath, keep on saying, Allah, Allah, there's no bigger amal than this. No greater deed is, we're sitting, I'm ill, my hands aren't moving, my legs aren't moving, and this is not happening, my body's not moving. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, even then, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the times, for worshipping, and Allah has given us the body and the energy and the methodology of how to worship Him. That any time, if I don't call you back to me, you can earn it any time. Yes, you cannot think that you'll get nothing in hereafter. You need to gather and collect. Is this the niyyah we make, brothers? True promise? Don't be lazy in this world. Don't be lazy in this dunya. This world is not a place of laziness. It's a place of work. Allah says, if you're lazy, who are you giving loss to? Then you go back to your bed. Get nothing. Today, all day long, you're on your bed. I'm not going to do anything. Then dream. And you get up, then you eat, and then dream again. No, this is not. Tell me, is the day been wasted, or is there benefit from the day? One day of the life is gone, isn't it? Yes, today until now, the rubbish we've spoken or wasted our time, we've wasted, isn't it? The day is gone. So we had times from the morning till now where we could have worked hard like laborers from morning until night, until after Isha. Such big moments came, there's such overtime we could have done, say subhanAllah, that we would have ended up wealthy. But no, we've wasted that time. Okay, time's passed. Allah is Kareem, merciful. Allah says, okay, today if you make niyyah, then the previous days I'll make that up for you as well. So do we make niyyah? Inshallah. Will we take hold and grab hold of time? We need to spend overtime, do overtime, not standard time, basic pay. 5 times salah, that's standard, basic. Yes, you get standard basic pay, but we need to implement overtime work. We need to do overtime analysis. So ask me, what's overtime to prepare for meeting Allah? Look, listen to what Allah Ta'ala is saying. What are those moments in the day where a person can get a lot of rewards and he can become wealthy after today? That person who's foolish, he'll be foolish. The standard time we need to implement. But those times and moments that Allah Ta'ala has set aside for us, He's assigned for us, and we don't earn at that time, we're foolish, brothers. If we work in a store, overtime we'll get how much more? So £10. For example, if you get paid for 50 hours, you do 10 hours overtime, Allah says, okay, the employer says, okay, £3 I'll give you overtime. Only £3 will increase, isn't it, for the overtime, what else? And even that will be reduced in tax, and you'll get £1.50 net. Allah says, I'll give you overtime moments, opportunities, and you cannot imagine the payout I will give, and there's no tax reduction. Rather, I will add more on top, more payment on top, subhanAllah. That for up to 700 times more. Here, we have to pay tax and it gets reduced. But Allah Ta'ala says in the hereafter, you'll get multiplication. How much I've wasted my life. I speak to myself. Imagine such moments, opportunities from morning till evening. The times that come and go and they pass, we waste. I swear by Allah. Every second Allah has given an opportunity. After Dhuhr, such great moments come. Beautiful moments come. Spiritual between Dhuhr and Asr. Great, fantastic time. Dhuhr and Asr. Between Asr and Maghrib, great, fantastic time comes. And a deep point is this, that this time, for example, even now a person's yawning, sitting here. Even he's feeling sleepy. Who is this? This is Shaytan. Shaytan, that time we have to earn in overtime, he makes us fall asleep. Yes, so lazy we become. Someone's opening his mouth, yawning. He was just yawning, this brother. And he doesn't want us to be alert, Shaytan. And that person who is greedy for the hereafter, who wants the hereafter, then he wakes up at that time, his eyes open at that time. At that time he's alert, working. Otherwise he's sleeping. When you see a person, he's just sitting here, he's feeling sleepy. Soon as the time to earn, and suddenly he'll jolt into action. See how much he earns at that time, he'll become smart and alert for earning. I'm saying these points for this reason, that let's analyze ourselves. I'm not telling you stories or pushing you, etc. We need to analyze ourselves. You understand? Muazana? Compare, analysis. What are we listening to and what am I? I need to analyze, self-critique. How much overtime do I implement? How much overtime do I put into my work every day in the deen? How much time have I wasted? There's no moment in after standard time. Allah says after standard time, standard activity, standard worship, 5 times salah, I give you overtime opportunities. I remember. Shall I tell you something? Will you implement it, brothers? Inshallah, I remember an ajeeb moment. And I feel like I share it with you. Yes, because you've come, you sat down in front of me, so I'm also sat in front of you, and my heart feels that I share with you. Enjoyment is this, isn't it? That what I'm telling you, then after that, don't leave that time then, that opportunity in the day. That person will be foolish if he leaves that moment. Tie the knot on this, that this, we're not going to leave this moment. This is the time to earn. And then when does this moment come? Maybe it'll come in Ramadan or Jum'ah. And with the days, the times increase in their intensity of reward. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Allah says that in Ramadan, tahajjud time, reward will be even more unique. Jum'ah tahajjud will be even more unique. Saturday's tahajjud will have different emphasis. So the tahajjud reward light benefit changes with the days and the months, so that a person doesn't get lazy and complacent. Have you heard a bayan like this, Maulana Sahab? Have you? Probably not heard a bayan like this. This is called time catcher. SubhanAllah, I've kept this name sat in front of you. SubhanAllah, I've just given his own time. Time catcher. Yeah? Grab hold of time. The time grabber. Time catcher, time grabber. Grab hold of time. There's a hadith. And one of the Sahabis, radiyallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with him, stated this hadith is in the ulama ikram, the pious scholars, respected scholars have mentioned this in their bayans. Mufassirin have stated that the hadith on fadail virtues, they might be daif, hasan, but when they come in fadail, then they become good standard of hadith. Doesn't matter. Because we have a good niya amal, want to amal, it's about fazail virtues, then Allah will give the reward inshallah. Yes. So this is a hadith from amongst the hadith of fazail that the pious elders have stated, this hadith, that there's such a moment when a person, if he becomes a little bit active, then do you know how much reward he attains? Due to that amal, that deed, after that Allah Ta'ala gives him immediate reward. 10,000 palaces in Jannah Allah Ta'ala constructs for that person. How many? 10,000 palaces in Jannah are constructed with us, and they are manufactured, and we'll need them there, my princes. That 10,000 palaces are constructed, and in every palace are 10,000 hoors for the person. So Allah's given overtime opportunity, not Sainsbury's overtime, working in Sainsbury's. Imagine Allah's glory. He has everything in His control, can give what He wants. Allah Ta'ala loves the worship of His servant at that time when He does overtime. The special time that Allah says, I'll give you 10,000 palaces, and in every palace is 10,000 hoors. And with every hoor will be 10,000 servants. Allahu Akbar. So how rich will you become if we do this amal, my friends? So how much time we wasted? 40 years old, someone sitting there, 50 years old sitting there. Have we not wasted time? Tell me we have. So when I see the lives of the walis of Allah, I remember Hazrat Lahori, Ramdore, great sheikhs, pious elders. And I thought, what do they do? What's their special deed? What do? They don't want to eat, they don't want to drink, they don't want to sleep, they don't want to speak and gossip, they don't want to sit with their family, just speak nonsense or waste time. So what is it? What game are they playing? What are they doing? Well, we realize that they see the rewards. Allahu Akbar. I saw once Hazrat Sahib, Allahu Akbar. My teacher, my sheikh, subhanAllah, such a great place. As I was sitting with his family, you know, like you do picnic, and such a nice mountain, you could say subhanAllah. I'm speaking about my Hazrat Sahib. And a very lot of greenery, nice mountain, higher place, and Hazrat Sahib sitting there, mashallah, sitting. There's a rug of Hazrat Sahib laid down, his family sat behind him. And just like I arrived then, Hazrat Sahib smiled and said, you've arrived here as well? I said, gee, I've also arrived here. SubhanAllah. Whoever you love, where will you be? With that person. With that person you'll be. So who do you love? Who do you love, huh? Your shops. And if you say you love me, then you listen to me. I'll see after today who listens to me. If you love somebody, then you listen to that person. Obey that person. I love my Hazrat. Until today, I am saying those same words that Hazrat Sahib mentioned. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. I've not stepped back. Hazrat Sahib said to me, every corner, whatever happens, what they put you, close you up, whatever they do to you, in the corners of the countries of the globe, you have to go and spread the word Allah. Allahu Akbar. So am I obeying my Hazrat or not? Say SubhanAllah. Say MashaAllah. Yes, and I'm dragging you as well. Will you continue with me? InshaAllah. Are you ready for Scotland? Get your rugs together. Yes, you see the Tabligh Jamaat brothers, they take their bedding with them, I'll make your bedding as well. Yes, this is not just the Jamaat here, it's a great Jamaat, fantastic inshallah. So brothers, 10,000 palaces are rewarded for this deed. 10,000 hoors Allah gives, with every hoor maiden, you get 10,000 palaces. Allahu Akbar. So 10,000 palaces, with every palace, you get 10,000 hoors. With every hoor, you get the servants. And further, along with that, you get a certificate, Allah Ta'ala says. You know, just like you get a certificate framed, you get Nishan-e-Hadar, the order of a country, that this is the highest order of this country given as a present. Yeah, this is the biggest. And here, maybe they're like, you have the Victoria Cross, which is a reward. India has a reward, and different countries have different rewards or emblems and different rewards. So Allah says, I'll give you a reward. It'll be the sign of my happiness with you, and great status that person will get. Great status. Great level that person will get. Very high status. Just like, for example, if you get a status or a rank, if you, for example, you're working in the police, they say, okay, we'll give you 3 stars now. So you'll go higher in rank, and your cap will change its shape, will become a bent or angled, inclined. So when Allah gives the status, then the angels salute. Oh, well done. They say to the meaning, you've been promoted. You've been promoted, elevated. So what's that? Who's that? Allah Ta'ala says, then I give him a badge, and I give him the badge, awabin. SubhanAllah. So there's a lot of analysis here, awabin. In certain places stated about awaben. This word has come in different places. And every ashik, the lover of Allah, the ahlullah, the people of Allah, they are the friends of Allah. And those who are ahlul Quran, ahl tafsir, these are all ashiks, lovers of Allah. They have looked into the tafsir of this word and written a lot of points, mashallah, whatever they saw and understood. Awaban is a great maqam. The status of Awaban, Allah says, I give that status to a person. At what time? Because he and that moment, that time, did this action, this worship. He acted as a laborer, did worked hard, and that time Allah liked. So maybe by mistake, you stumble on this action, or maybe you met a wali Allah and he made you do this action. Here you'll realize, have you met a wali Allah or not? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Obviously, if you've met a wali Allah, otherwise you would have met an empty box, or a thief, or someone who's a bandit. But if a wali Allah you've met in your life, he would have made you do this action, you'll realize right away now, have you met a wali Allah? Whose hand have you taken? Say subhanallah. Today you can make that decision that either your bayah is null and void, or you say you are strong murid and you're not going to leave the sheikh's hand. Such a great opportunity that the wali of Allah tells the student, come on, you're wasting time, I can't see you this time. And he starts to practice the action at that time. Then the people behind them, the students, they also practice the same thing, isn't it? So what's that time when this reward is distributed and you get the greatest reward? Allah says, this time that I love so much, what is that? That is Fajr Salah, Allahu Akbar. Say Subhanallah. Fajr Salah, after that person's free from Fajr, he sits down. After sitting down, he does my dhikr, Allahu Akbar. And after doing my dhikr, he's free. After he's free, he prays 2 rakah salah or 4 rakah salah. Soon as he prays salah, Allah says, I start to give this reward. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Amazing. Imagine, until now we didn't know about how valuable was this time. And see how this hadith has taken the person to the greatest level. Can you feel now to leave the dhikr of the morning? Will you like the bed now at that time? No, until now you were lazy. The bed was very beloved. The mattress, you felt sleepy. It's not fard, is it? It's not wajib, is it? It's not this or that. But look how much reward there is there. So is this not the great favor of the wali? Well, I'm speaking about Hazrat Sahib. I'm not the Allah wala. I'm just a khadim. Servant, speaking about Hazrat Sahib, is this not the favor of Hazrat Sahib upon us? Imagine that this moment is not one, not twice. How many days, what nights we get, and what days we get, so many months we've sat and done this action. Yes, the whole of Ramadan, due to the barakat of Hazrat Sahib, we do this action. Alhamdulillah. How much we've amassed, how much we've gathered. So after today, promise, Alhamdulillah, take hold of this opportunity, be grateful to Allah. And through whom we've attained this, who was that? The wali of Allah, Hazrat Sahib, we should value him. The dunya may be swearing, criticizing, mocking him, or the wali's wali, but look at your life. That I didn't know about these points, but now I've realized that we were to go to the hereafter, akhirah, without anything. Now we're going to get these rules. What rules are these? Allahu Akbar, these are the rules that you keep on doing this action, and what you've done before, continue this. And your Hazrat made you do these actions, they'll tell us in the hereafter. It was your Hazrat, your teacher. So is this not a benefit? To go to the wali's wallab, we don't value, we don't appreciate, we don't respect them, we have no manners, no aqal, we are disrespectful, and we don't understand the glorious rank of the wali's wallab. Look how Hazrat Sahib has made our lives. So this moment, I've explained and further, I'll tell you, now this moment is so valuable that after today, even if you're ill, okay, in illness a person can't do anything, isn't it? If I'm healthy, tomorrow my stomach's upset, I get a pain or something, I can't come, that's different, Allah's choice. But Allah Ta'ala says that if I give you health, you're free, then you can rest a bit, then I make you ill as well. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, but you're not gonna take heed, are you? So Allah says, I make the person rest. Why? Don't worry. You lie down on your bed, and I've prepared for you whatever amal you did, then the angels will arrive there with the amal. Subhanallah. And they will do the amal that you used to do. You're ill. All the hard work you did, they are doing that work for you now. They're replacing you, and it's going into your book of deeds. Allahu Akbar. So have we not all made strong intention? Yes, totally, honestly? Okay, good. So don't leave Salatul Ishraq, the Salah at the time of sunrise. Dhikr in the morning is very important. Time now is getting early. Let it go. It will go back and we'll go back as well, isn't it? We'll go earlier as well. We'll get up earlier. May Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
سيد المرسلين تايا زين النبي اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبي الامي وازواجه واد المؤمنين وذريته واهل بيته de Kama sandai to la ibrahima Inna gogo idum ji Vasanyum dasli man daiman Abadan gazirun gaziru Allahumma fir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa aslana wa jaddana wa qat'ana wa amadana kulla zalika indana Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabal qabr wa qina azabal hashr wa qina azabal mizan Allahumma inna ala zikriko wa shukriko wa husni ibadatiko Rabbana la tuakhizna inna zina waqtana Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la tuqtulna bi wa'afu'lna wa'arhamna أنت مولانا وانظرنا للقوم الغافلين اللهم صمتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان ما شأن يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے یا اللہ پوری امت کو بخش دے اے میرے مولا جو بھی ہم نے دعائیں مانگی ہیں حاجات کے لیے میرے مولا پریشانیوں کے لیے تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما جن عورتوں نے مردوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا بھی ان کے حق میں دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمیں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں سکون نصیب فرما یا اللہ سکون والی عبادتیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ سکون والی عبادت نصیب فرما سکون والے اعمال نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا اوقات سحرہ پر اعمال سحرہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا مرنے سے پہلے تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ ہماری موت آسان فرما دے یا کریم ہماری موت آسان فرما دے یا اللہ قبر کی منازلیں آسان فرما دے یا اللہ قبر کے سوال آسان فرما دے یا اللہ وقائع جتنی بھی منازلیں میرے مولا ہم پہ آسان فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہنستے ہوئے جنت میں داخل فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے سے بے حساب جنت نصیب فرما دے اے میرے مولا تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ ہمیں جنت کے اعلی مقامات نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری نمازیں قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری دعائیں قبول فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے توباؤں کو قبول فرما اے میرے مولا ایسے مجمع مجلس میں بار بار ہمیں جانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنے دین کے راستے پہ چلنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ذکر پھیلانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اپنے نام کو بلند کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اچھے نیک کاموں کے لیے ہمیں اپنا دائی چن لے میرا مولا یا اللہ ہمیں سستیاں دور فرما یا اللہ ہماری سستیوں غفلتوں کو دور فرما ہماری اولادوں کو ہمارا صدقہ جاریہ بنا ہماری آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا اے میرے مولا ہماری اولادوں کو ہمارا امتحان نہ بنا یا کریم ہماری اولادوں کو ہمارا امتحان نہ بنا یا اللہ ہمیں ماں باپ کی عزت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما میرے مولا جو ہمارے کام اٹکے ہوئے میرے مولا تم کو صحیح فرما دے یا اللہ اپنی رضا پہ راضی کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما جو فیصلے ان پہ راضی کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.